New developments in occupied Palestine. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, in 1979 issued a message to Muslims across the world, calling the last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan as the World Quds Day to support the Palestinian people and their sacred cause. He had asked the world Muslims and their governments to get united to cut the hands of the usurper Israeli regime. The Imam considered this day not just the Day of Palestine, but the Day of Islam. World Quds Day is Imam Khomeini's precious initiative to unite the Islamic world. Today, this issue has turned into a humane issue as free-spirited people all over the globe shout for the liberation of Palestine. Before the declaration of the World Quds Day by Imam Khomeini, symbolic days had been recorded at the UN, such as the Earth Day or the Day of Solidarity with Palestinians. But they were just ceremonial. The Earth Day had aimed at solidarity of Palestinians and persuading them to resist against the gradual occupation of their land by the usurper Zionists. The United Nations on November 29, 1948, called the day as the Day of Solidarity with Palestinian people to cover up its historical role in the occupation of this land through the ratification of Resolution 181 of the General Assembly. But the World Quds Day is different in several ways. Firstly, Palestine and the Holy Baitul Muqaddas have turned into the focal point of unity of Muslims all over the world. Secondly, if the former days mainly had concentrated on the responsibility of the Palestinians inside the West Bank or the governments and international organizations, the World Quds Day calls Muslims across the world to feel responsible for the fate of this sacred land. This originates in the fact that Muslims cannot be put under direct pressure of the Western regimes and the Zionist mafia, and can rather pressure the criminal Zionist entity by demonstrations and sanctions on purchase of Israeli goods or the companies whose profit goes to the pockets of Zionists. Thirdly, the World Quds Day is held in the blessed month of Ramadan, so it has already gained a religious hue. Baitul Muqaddas has been the most important city of Palestine and the first qibla, or the focal point of prayers for Muslims. This day has turned into an ideological discourse, which practically accumulates the support of Muslims and promises the ultimate liberation of the whole Palestine in the near future. In view of this, every year the new developments in the occupied territories add to the significance of the World Quds Day. One of the latest developments in Palestine is the emergence of the new resistance group called Arinul Usud, or the Forest of Lions in the West Bank, which has sent dumbfounded the Zionists and has sent shivers to the spine of the criminals. The combatants of this group announced their birth on December 9, 2021. Thus, the Zionist spying apparatus has designed many terror operations against the members of this group, but most of them have failed. Another resistance group is called Jenin. This group started activity in May 2021 in Gaza under the command of Jamil al-Amouri from the Quds Combat Groups. This group has put on its agenda direct fight with the occupying Israelis. The new groups are emerging one after the other to force the usurper Zionist regime to transfer its armored units to the West Bank. The new generation of resistance was witness how the conservative Zionist cabinets broached all their international commitments and even those clarified within the Oslo Agreement. They include development of Jewish settlement, Judaization of Al-Quds, seizure of territories, demolition of houses, theft of water resources, expulsion of Palestinians, and murdering of old people, children, and women. The new generation has also realized that the Zionist child-killing regime is quite opposed to the foundation of a Palestinian independent country. This generation has tried to stand against criminal extremists in the Zionist cabinet, like Ben Gafer and Smotrich, who are not content except with the extermination or expulsion of all Palestinians. These developments make it quite natural to the youths in Palestine to think of armored struggle against the savage Zionists. They are opposed to differences among various groups and call for everyone to target the weapons towards the enemy. The new Palestinian generation has understood that the unholy call for normalization of ties with the Zionist regime by a handful of Arab governments should be strongly opposed, and the Arab and Islamic nations should rely on their natural capacities to fight the Israeli regime. On the other side, although it appears that the most warmongering and bloodthirsty cabinet has been established in the history of Israel, the serious differences and rifts inside the Zionist entity and the Netanyahu cabinet prophesy the ultimate explosion of the regime from within. On the one hand, the coalition cabinet implements internal agreements one after the other just to survive, but this has just caused further flare-up among different groups. On the other hand, Netanyahu and his super-extremist cabinet faces the unprecedented reverse migration of Zionists from the occupied Palestine.